You're listening to SBS News.
In 2019, a number of Aboriginal businesses and major sporting codes were told to stop using the Aboriginal flag on their clothing designs because of a copyright use agreement. And now another row has emerged after AFL clubs backed a new campaign labelling the copyright issue over the flag a disgrace. The flag will not be painted on grounds during this year's Indigenous round, which starts on Friday. That's because non-Indigenous owned WAM Clothing, who hold an exclusive licence for the use of the flag on clothing, previously issued cease and desist notices to a number of companies, including the AFL, to stop using the flag unless they paid for the right to do so. Speaking to Fox Sports, one of the AFL's top Indigenous players, Eddie Betts, backed the league's decision not to pay for its use during the Indigenous round.
I didn't really know until last year as well. I wrote a children's book. It's about Aboriginal culture, and I put the Aboriginal flag in there, and I didn't know that I had to get permission, being an Aboriginal person, to teach young kids at school about Aboriginal culture. And yeah, it was. There's a lot of politics behind it, Robbo and Jared, in the community. But yeah, it's WAM Clothing owns the rights to it, and I guess, you know, I support the AFL. For not paying to use the Aboriginal flag, because it should be free.
Along with the AFL, the NRL and a number of charities have been issued notices from WAM Clothing about the use of the flag, prompting a social media campaign called Free the Flag, which is calling for the government to take over licensing rights. Luridja man Harold Thomas designed the Aboriginal flag in 1971 as part of the land rights movement, and since then its ownership has been under contention. Several other people have come forward saying they had created the design, but Mr. Thomas successfully claimed authorship in 1997, meaning he is its owner and can grant or refuse licences for its use. Mr. Thomas has licensed three companies to use the flag, most recently giving exclusive rights for its use on clothing to WAM Clothing. Isabella Alexander, a professor of law at the University of Technology, says the status of the Aboriginal flag is highly unusual compared to most other flags.
Normally, the government would commission a flag, so they would find someone to design a flag, and then under that agreement, the government would own the copyright in the flag. But because of the way the Aboriginal flag was created by an artist, Harold Thomas, he owns the copyright in it as the artist. So that means that he has the right to control what is done with the flag in terms of reproducing it, making copies of it, and putting it onto clothes or other things, making flags.
Usually the flag is painted on the centre of the ground during the AFL Indigenous round, but this year it will be replaced with the word deadly. The campaign to change the copyright status of the flag is being supported by the CEO of the AFL, Gillon McLachlan, and a number of high-profile current and former athletes and players, including former Senator Nova Peris and former Essendon player Michael Long. Also backing the campaign is former AFL player Andy Cracker, who told NITV's Yokai program it will be disappointing not to see the flag at this year's round.
It's a pretty hollow feeling. Like when I wanted to tune in and watch the game, the Aboriginal flag coming back to the centre bounce after every goal was kicked was something that I looked forward to, and I thought it was a great representation for our people, and no doubt, you know, Aboriginal people throughout Australia would have been looking forward to that as well. So for that to not to be able to have that on in the centre bounce, and we're having a round that represents our people and their contribution, but we're not having the Aboriginal flag. So very, very hollow feeling, very disappointing, but hopefully with the powers that be, that when the discussion comes up next time, that we're, you know, next year, that it'll be able to be out there, because that's something I certainly do look forward to.
Professor Alexander says one option to allow more freedom in the use of the Aboriginal flag design would be for the government to buy copyright outright from Mr. Thomas. Another option would be also making the government a licensee, therefore allowing the government to decide how to charge for the flag's use.
It's a pretty hollow feeling. Like when I wanted to tune in and watch the game, the Aboriginal flag coming back to the centre bounce after every goal was kicked was something that I looked forward to, and I thought it was a great representation for our people. people, and no doubt, you know, Aboriginal people throughout Australia would have been looking forward to that as well. So for that to not to be able to have that on in the centre bounce, and we're having a round that represents our people and their contribution, but we're not having the Aboriginal flag. So very, very hollow feeling, very disappointing, but hopefully with the powers that be, that when the discussion comes up next time, that we're, you know, next year, that it'll be able to be out there, because that's something I certainly do look forward to.
SBS requested comment from representatives at WAM Clothing. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.